Mark's in Watford. Mark, what have you got?
Yeah, hi there.
Hello, Mark.
If I can take you back to a time when Back to the Future was cool.
Yeah, still is in my mind. Still is, Mark. James the Engineer is nodding in fury at what you've just suggested. Back to the Future will always be cool, even the third one.
I think it was when I was about 11 or 12.
Yeah.
We decided that we'll try and make the fire tracks that you know when he goes off into the future and leave the line of fire. We thought we'll have a go at doing that.
Brilliant.
And we knew where my dad's petrol tank was in the shed, God. So we got the petrol tank out.
Let me just, for the sake of the kind of people like that lady in Battersea who write in saying, I blame the parents, let me just stress, nobody is suggesting that anybody ever try this at home. Mark has learnt from his... If the fact that Mark to this day has no eyebrows means that he has learnt from his mistake. Go on.
Yeah, so we did the line of the petrol. We didn't have the sense that yet to move the petrol tank out of the line when we set fire to it. So the line went across... up to the petrol tank went alight. My friend in his wisdom picked up the petrol tank and was running around going, oh my God, what do I do? And we were all like, throw it away. And he threw it against the shed. And it was a plastic container.
Yeah.
So all the petrol just went all up the shed, and the whole shed went up. Obviously, again, we didn't know what we were doing, so we went out, got buckets of water, chucked that on it. That made the fire so much more worse.
Yeah, spread it around.
I think eventually we managed to get some sand from a building site up the road and managed to put it out. But what we did, we didn't want, obviously, any of the parents to know that we had basically burnt down my dad's shed.
Yeah.
And we basically got all the bits of rubble, all the bits of burnt wood and all the bits that was in the shed and threw it in the next-door neighbour's garden. And then got flattened out all the ground to try and make it look like the shed was never there.
Oh, this is genius. This is absolute genius. Go on.
So I managed to, this was probably about midday. And as the day went on, I was feeling more and more worse, when my dad was going to come home. And in the end, I could have made up my mind, I've got to tell him when he comes home. So he walked in the door.
What shed,
and I was like, Dad, I'm really sorry, Dad, I've got something I need to tell you. And I don't know if I was that kind of son that always was always doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he ran out a list of all sorts of things that he thought I had done. You've done a tear in the carpet. You've done this. You've done that. And there was nothing like that. But then obviously I had to drop things, Dad. I've managed to burn down the garden shed. And I can't. The amount of the rage and shock that came off him was absolutely unbelievable. And I was grounded for about 2 months. Never saw any of my friends. So that's what I did.
I wish you tried to keep up the what shed line of defence. Just send your dad potty. I'm sure I had a shed. Get your mum in on it. Get your brothers and sisters. Call your mates. Go, no, honestly. Mr. Johnson, you've never had a shed. You've always kept your lawnmower under that piece of tarpaulin at the bottom of the garden. That's just brilliant. And does he see the funny side now? Is he still with us?
No. Well, the funny thing was, my mum was in the house and she didn't know any of this was going on at all.
You should have blamed her.
So there's a big inferno in the back garden and she was blissfully unaware. So it's a bit of a running joke that, one, my mum didn't know what on earth we were doing, and two, that, we tried to, smooth it all out like it never happened. But there we go.
Mark, have a great weekend. Stay away from petrol cans.